Around 6 o'clock this morning, citizens trying to prevent the mowing of native plants began showing up at White Rock Lake. Linda Thurman was among 40 or so who were ready to face down the mowing crews.
This is an ecological disaster. Plus, this is a free park that's open to all the citizens of Dallas, and once they close it off, we won't have a park here any longer.
Meanwhile, at the George Allen Courthouse, attorneys for the city, the Arboretum, and the citizens were trying to come to an agreement. This weekend, the Dallas Arboretum opens the Chihuly Glass Exhibition and says it may need extra parking. The Arboretum and city had agreed to allow that overflow parking on the grassy fields next door at White Rock Lake, but they didn't tell the area citizens. Upon learning, the citizens filed a lawsuit to prevent the short-term parking and to stop long-term plans to pave several grassy areas and replace a ball field with a parking garage for Arboretum use. After hours of closed-door negotiations, citizens attorney Robert Cohen said residents got some protection, but not everything they want.
It stops them from building or constructing a parking lot on the particular area until the temporary injunction hearing, which will be approximately 14 days. It does permit them to go forward with mowing and a temporary access to the area through a culvert.
Cohen says because White Rock is a city park, the city argued it has the authority to mow and manage the property. Late this afternoon, the Arboretum broke its silence. Arboretum President and CEO Mary Briniger said some years ago the Arboretum parked cars on the White Rock fields, and she thought that was still acceptable. Forecasting an issue that may be central to the court case, Briniger claimed the areas in question do not contain important native species.
Our expert, who has written the book on the illustrated flora of north central Texas, has gone on record to be able to say that almost all of the grasses observed at Winfrey Point are non-native invasive species.
Citizens' attorneys disagree with that and say they'll be back in court within weeks to present evidence for why the property is reclaimed prairie that should be protected. Standing guard over the site, environmentalist Dale Hart gave his assessment.
In a walkabout this morning only, I have come up with a list of 30 blooming wildflowers, and in the midst of those are uncounted insects, a dozen birds, and almost all of those are raising young right now.
He says it's wildlife that would be wiped out by a parking lot. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.